You've still got a lot of time left here.
And yeah, I don't plan on leaving here for another 40 years.
40?
40.
40 years.
I don't
plan
to.
That's awesome.
I love it here. I love the people here. I mean, it is so neat to meet new people.
Yeah. Hello, and welcome to Free Period, the podcast where we talk about all things Hill. From current events and campus happenings to the paths that led our community members to their home away from home. I'm your host, Headmaster Zach Lehman, and today I'll be catching up with the one and only Tom Butler Jr., a second-generation Hill employee. Tom shares stories about his dad and talks about how Hill has changed since he started in the mid-80s. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the journey.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Tom, you've been involved with the Hill School for a number of years. When did you first arrive at Hill as an employee?
Back in 1986, I came home.
And your dad was working here before then?
That's correct.
Tom Butler, Sr.?
1983.
So you were 12 when you started here?
Yeah, you could say that.
So, Tom, obviously a lot of our alumni listen to the show, and they know you. They know your dad. So your dad wore a lot of different hats
when he
was here. Tell me a little bit about him.
Again, my dad started in 1986 here, mainly working the bookstore, helping out in there. And then he took on the role of the outdoor ice rink. Zamboni, scheduling, and he also got his foot in the door for security as well. So he held three positions up here all at once.
And, he was full-time here?
He was full-time here, yeah.
So when you started here, were you part-time or full-time?
I was part-time.
Part-time.
Yeah, I came on board in the security department at the time, and now I'm full-time.
And you've done a few different things here, but primarily in the security office, right?
Correct.
And omnipresent on campus, everywhere you go, people know Tom Butler.
It's a good feeling.
So a lot of things have changed in your time at Hill. What would you say is the biggest thing that's changed about campus or about our community that you've seen?
Well, when I first came here in 1986, of course, it was an all-boys school.
Yeah.
So, you know, I had time to think about this because I thought you were going to ask me this question. And back in security, we didn't have radios. We had a beeper that you put on the side. And if you needed security, you called that beeper, and hopefully we show up because you don't know when that beeper happens. So the big change was radios, cameras. A nice patrol car that I like driving around. And as far as the campus-wide, all the new structures that's going up, buildings, CFTA wasn't here when I started. And
oh, wow.
That's here now.
Far fields.
The far fields, awesome far fields out there. Yeah. Believe it or not, up at the CFTA in the parking lot way up towards Beach Street, there used to be five houses up there. And when they took over to see it, when we started building CFTA, they knocked the houses down.
They were faculty houses?
They were faculty houses.
Wow. Yeah. Were they nice houses or not so nice?
Not as nice as the ones across the street now, but, you know. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Matter of fact, the director of security, his name was Bucky. He used to live in one of those houses.
Now, Bucky is legendary.
Oof. Bucky is legendary.
Whenever I meet alumni on alumni weekend, they always talk about Bucky. He was sort of the only security guard on campus, right?
Yep.
Drove around in some station wagon, I think.
And he used to chase me around campus.
Chased you?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I think he chased the boys here.
No.
They always talked about, you know, not getting caught by Bucky.
Yeah, right? So. It was fun, believe it or not.
Yeah. Now, you've lived pretty close to campus for a number of years, and then not too long ago, you moved on to campus.
That's right. I lived in Collegeville at the time, and things progressed in my life where I needed a place to stay, and the Hill School was most gracious enough to allow me to stay on campus.
So you live in the also infamous McCune Lodge.
McCune Lodge.
McCune Lodge, which was originally built as sort of a workers' quarters.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And now houses about 11 faculty and staff members and a bunkhouse for 40 students, usually visiting hockey teams and that sort of thing.
Correct,
so
yes.
You're the mayor of McCune.
You could say I'm security at McCune. You know, all the new faculty that come in there, the single faculty members, you know, especially ladies, their parents are bringing them in for the first time. It's kind of nice to know that, hey, you have security who lives here? Oh, that's great. You know, they tell me that all the time. Yeah. So it is nice.
So I have my own Tom Butler story.
Oh,
so
boy.
No, it's a good one. You were the first person I ever met at the Hill School.
Mm-hmm.
I came for my interview, and I got in the night before, and my interview was first thing the following morning, and I had not seen the campus. So I wanted to drive around the campus, and I think it was about 10 o'clock at night, and I pull up to the gatehouse, and there was Tom Butler. Mm-hmm. And you knew my name. You knew I was on the schedule for tomorrow. You knew what I was coming for. And I don't think you forgot my name from that point forward.
No. So
it was quite a good welcome.
Yeah, because I asked for your ID.
Yeah, you didn't trust me then.
I remember that day very well.
Maybe we had the same haircut. That was it, right?
I got to tell you a little story about that. When you pulled out, you're failing to tell this part of the story.
Oh,
and kudos to your wife, Amy, because she's the one that made it happen. When you pulled up, yeah, I knew you were coming, but I still asked for your ID, which we should do, something like that. And you hesitated, and she actually just tapped you on the shoulder, give the man your ID. So I remember that, and it was pretty cool.
That's pretty funny. I don't remember that part.
I do very well.
Well, but I bring that story up only to really showcase the fact that for many people on this campus, you are the first person that people meet.
Exactly.
You know, everyone has a different role on this campus, but to be welcoming, to be friendly, to take good care of our campus, and even be a little bit suspicious of people like me coming on campus who don't want to show their ID for whatever reason.
You were young looking back then, too, so that's kind of made me...
Back then, right? A long time ago, 8 years ago, I was young looking. Well, in any event, I think that... we're very fortunate that you're, in many cases, our first point of contact for alumni, for parents, for students, for faculty, for staff. I know as you cruise around campus that it's a comforting thing when I see you. And you've been there when we have tough moments on campus or when people are nervous about certain things, and certainly to celebrate the good moments on campus as well. So
yeah, I think the first impression goes a long way with a visitor on campus. So, of course, they go right through the gatehouse. That's the most important part of the job there. So,
Well, things have progressed a long way since the Bucky years and then even the early Tom Butler years. We now have a much larger campus, many more buildings, some more students, some more employees, and your job has become more sophisticated. But at the end of the day, you're still taking care of us and looking after us.
And we're just not, you think about it, we're a security team, but the shift I work, usually 4 to midnight, anything could come across that radio. We have a trespasser on campus, we know how to handle that, but somebody has a leaking sink. And, who are they going to call? Guess who they call? Security. So, we go and handle that problem.
Yeah.
So we're not only security, but we could be a plumber. We could be an electrician. Anything.
Yeah.
During that, when maintenance isn't here.
You're an ambassador for the campus.
You're
an ambassador.
Yeah.
Well, another funny story. The other night, my wife was a dean on duty, and we each have when someone's a dean on duty, they also carry a radio so that they can reach you. And the way our security system works is when people call in after hours, it goes out over the radio. So I was at home listening to the radio, and one of our students was having a problem instructing his DoorDash driver, a new phenomenon for the Hill School.
That's
but
right.
How to get the DoorDash driver from, I think they were parked outside of Upper School over to Dutch or Dell Village.
Didn't speak English.
The student did, but the driver did not speak English. And so it was a big hubbub on the radio. But at one moment, and I thought this was a classic Tom Butler moment, you called out the student by name. The student had not introduced himself,
right?
But you said, "Is this you, Shivam?" And I just thought that was an amazing thing. With 525 students on campus, and maybe he's just a frequent user of DoorDash, but you were able to identify one of our students by their voice. Certainly, you know every adult on this campus, mm-hmm. and you know many of the students, and I think you're someone that the students trust and respect mm-hmm. and appreciate. So that was just a fun moment. I also remember another moment. As you know, the Hill golf cart, the headmaster's golf cart, often known as Air Force One, mm-hmm. is a bucket list item for most of our students. They want to drive or ride in the headmaster's golf cart. And one beautiful spring evening, we were playing J-ball up on the quad, and a few girls asked if they could drive the golf cart. And I said, sure, the key's in there, go ahead and drive. And the minute they drove away, I called you on the radio and I said, a few students had stolen my golf cart and could you track them down? And I think you played along pretty well.
Yeah, who has the audacity to steal the headmaster's golf carts beyond me, but
they didn't really steal it, but certainly made them feel a little nervous.
Yeah.
We talked a little bit about some things that have changed on the campus. What are some things that, in your opinion, have not changed and you wouldn't want to see them changed from your perspective?
Well, there are some buildings here that you don't want to see touched, but some of the buildings you like. It just draws the attention of people that are coming here to interview, and it's like the beauty of the campus. So you don't want to change that.
Yeah.
You know?
Obviously, you know the nooks and crannies of this campus from having patrolled it for many, many years. Mm-hmm. But maybe other than the physical plant, what are some of the values or experiences or the relationships that you think are really important here, whether it's with your colleagues or with the students and
having that good working relationship with everybody, and that's everybody from grounds to maintenance to the faculty members. You get that good relationship with every one of them, it makes your job a lot nicer to work here,
yeah.
a lot easier to work here, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So as you think back on your 30 plus years here at the school,
mm-hmm.
What are a few of your favorite memories of things that have happened, people?
Back when I first started here, it was all boys. And dances were a big thing. Oh, they couldn't wait to have dances. You know, they'd decorate. And this is when the CFTA was over there. It used to be in Donner Hall, up the middle school.
Sure.
That was sort this building here. Yeah.
Sort of where the student center is now.
That is correct. Yep. And then it moved over to CFTA. And back then, we bussed girls' schools in here for the dances. The funniest thing ever is watching all the students line up the sidewalk waiting for these girls to come to dances. And I'm like, oh my gosh.
They would just pair them up as they got off the bus.
Yeah.
I was just talking to some guys here today who were planning for their 50th reunion. They described that, as the girls got off the bus, they would say, okay, your date for the weekend is Jimmy. And
I don't know about that, but I just thought it was funny how all the boys would be over there.
Yeah.
Another fond memory is there is a law enforcement officer that got killed, Dave Bush's brother, mm-hmm. and we had the funeral on campus. So it was unbelievable to see the thousands of law enforcement correctional officers here on this campus. And it was a touching moment, it was unbelievable.
Politicians were here, everyone was here, FBI
unit. It was unbelievable. I just remember when the very last car left this parking lot, the beginning of that funeral service just got to Memorial Park. That's how long that
procession
was. So that was pretty neat. And then, of course, watching, you know, I'm a big football. I'll stand on top of that. I'll be at the football game every time, watching, just being there. And
were you a football player yourself?
I was. I played at Potts Grove.
So you grew up in the area?
I grew up in the area.
Yeah.
That's right. As a matter of fact, we used to play the Hill School when it was off football fields up in the far fields. Yeah. We used to play their, they had so many football
Third team
teams.
Or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah. And we used to play them all the time, just a scrimmage. So we'd take a bus over to far fields and play and take it back.
So really your first time on campus was when you were in high school?
When I was in high school, yeah.
Yeah. Who won?
It was a tie game, believe it or not. Yeah, I remember that.
That's a very diplomatic answer, Tom.
It was a tie game.
Well, we certainly see you on the sidelines of many games, not just football, but I've seen you everywhere.
Yeah, I try to be everywhere. I like to, you know. Another memory I'd like to share with you guys is, I don't know if you knew it, but I coach Special Olympics bowling. Is one of them. I also coach a challenger team, adult kids with special needs baseball.
Yeah.
And, you know, I thought, wow, wouldn't it be neat to reach out to a faculty member or two to see if we can get some students to participate? Yeah. And I reached out to Courtney Neath one time, and she brought a group of kids during a game, and they were buddies with all these kids with special needs. There were some young kids, but older kids, and man, I remember that day, and I remember that time and the feeling, how good it felt to be a part of that with the Hill School.
We had Courtney on the show a few episodes ago, and she shared the exact same story from her perspective as a teacher here, and giving our students an opportunity to be part of the Buddy Ball program. And I know they've done that more than once. I think it's two or three times.
Yeah, I usually reach out to Courtney every year, but then there's Chris Drown that wants to help. Right. There was Mr. Borgeson wanted to help.
Yeah.
So and now the new baseball coach.
Mr. Turner.
Turner, yeah, he wants to help. So it's like, wow, I got enough buddies now that I don't have to worry about reaching out to other players.
Well, so, I think that's great. I mean, I think that obviously it's a testament to you. And,
yeah, it's near and dear to my heart.
I have a son,
22 years old. He has Down syndrome, TJ. And
he's on the team, right?
He's on my team. He's my catcher.
Yeah.
And if you guys ever go to Little Italy and you order a pizza, just look above the door. You'll see his picture with me there. So Rocky loves him. So,
well, that's great. I know that's been a big part of our authentic learning experiences for our students, and all the more meaningful for them when it can be a connection to someone who's been here a long time. What have been some crazy things that have happened here over the years? I remember you and I dealing with a hurricane.
Oh, man, whenever it rains.
Flooding.
I'm like, that goes to say, you know, security then drops what they're doing, and we're taking shop vacs, and we're sucking water out of the library because it's going down the steps into the computer room. It was a river. It's just crazy seeing the amount of rain, you know. But
especially up here on our hill, it rolls downhill pretty quick.
Yep.
Well, so you've also seen Pottstown change over the years, and you've seen Hill become more involved in Pottstown.
Definitely.
And what's your impression of Hill and its relationship with Pottstown?
I love seeing the when they go out to
Pottstown Care.
Pottstown Care, that's awesome. And when you reach out to the community that way, it's great. I mean, I hear from neighbors, I'm like, I can't believe you guys came out and cleaned my streets.
Yeah,
I'm like, that's what they do every year, and it gives it a different impression about the Hill School and the students.
Do you have alumni that come back on campus and seek you out or remember you and come up to you and chat?
Yeah, I'm going to go back to my dad. He was an amazing man, and it showed, because we have alumni that come here during alumni weekend and seek me out. they need to find me to tell me that they miss my dad. And he always had an open window whenever you guys, whenever the alumni wanted to talk, when they were students here, they could come to the bookstore. My dad will sit there and talk. And quite a few of them said that, you know, your dad changed the way I thought about stuff. And I appreciate that, and I miss him so much. You know, and then they dedicated the Zamboni room and dedicated to my dad with a plaque. And that was just touching. I mean, that.
Yeah, in the new rink.
In the new rink.
Yeah.
So.
What was the old rink like? A lot of our current students and faculty and even some of our young alums don't remember the old rink.
Yeah, you're right. To this day, you probably wouldn't have been able to have an outdoor ice rink because it's been too warm.
Yeah.
You just got to hope that it stayed cold and the one end of the ice rink wouldn't melt, you know. But it was pretty neat. It was, you know. Where around here did you have an outdoor ice rink? So when they had an open skate, this place was packed with people coming to ice skate. And then they'd open up my dad with Zamboni, then open up the door and go out to the dell and dump the snow right into the dell.
Really?
That's why that dam is there.
That was for the Zamboni dump.
Yeah, for the Zamboni to dump into the dump.
Little known fact.
Yeah.
So where we jump off into the dell after graduation was originally designed as a Zamboni dump.
Yep.
Huh.
Yep, my dad dump it right in there. And there's times you see big old pile of snow sitting right there at the base of the dam there.
Yeah, never knew that. I'd never seen a picture of that even.
Yeah, there's to be a picture somewhere.
There must be. Well, that reminds me, though, one of the things that you're always in just about every picture at graduation day, you're right there when the kids are jumping in the dell.
It's fun watching. I don't think I'd ever do it. Would you ever do it? I don't know. I'm waiting for the day you to do it.
Yeah. I offered that to the students one year.
I heard that.
I think I told them if no one was dismissed that year that I would jump in the dell with them.
No senior
right. was dismissed. Yeah. I think about 8 hours later a senior was dismissed. So it was a short-lived promise. We got close one
year. Was great. I mean, it's who wouldn't want to see Zach Lehman jumping in the dell? I would love to see that.
Yeah. I've thought about that actually. I think it's actually a special moment for the kids, and as much as I think that would be fun and a great motivator, it's really their time together.
Sure it is.
I think any person who's not a member of their class shouldn't be in there. So maybe someday if I retire, I'll do a backflip off.
I could imagine what's in there. You know?
So you've worked with a lot of people here over the years. Some have come and gone, but obviously there's a lot of longevity in our staff, you being one of them. But there's a lot of people on this staff that you've known for decades now.
Yes, right.
Are some of them, you know, become close friends outside of work, and do you spend time with some people?
Chris Seldenridge used to run our maintenance department before Craig Strunk took over.
Yeah.
Craig Strunk is a friend of mine.
Yeah.
As far as I have lunch with Marty Volmuth every Thursday and Joe Brzezowski every Thursday, we go to Bravo and just sit and gab. I try to keep, you know.
So they become lifelong friends
for you? Yeah.
And you're a busy guy, too, because this isn't your only job.
No. I have another job working for Buckman Ski Shops. I work at the corporate headquarters in Limerick. I'm a truck dispatcher. We deliver pool chlorine to swimming pools, retail stores. I dispatch 50 drivers and trucks a day.
Yeah.
So
how is that job different from this job, other than obviously, you know, in terms of the community there, is it similar where you've known a lot of people for a long period of time? You've been doing that job for a while, too?
Yeah. Working for the Buckman family is great. You know, they're great people to work for. He's a good Christian man, so he takes care of you as far as, you know, wants to talk to you, helps you out. But coming here is more relaxing, believe it or not. I look forward to coming in and just do what I have to do and relax and
be with people.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
What's the hardest thing you've had to do here at the Hill School in your 30 plus years?
Good question. What's the hardest thing? Man. It depends on who you're working with or working for. Now that I work with somebody you enjoy working for, like Randy Doty and Mike, it's it's a great place to work, and I enjoy coming in here every day to work.
Yeah.
So, to answer your question again, what's the hardest? I can't think of anything.
Yeah.
No.
Everything's a good challenge.
Yeah. Something different every day. So.
You're about to get a new office. My understanding is that the old security hut, which has lived behind Upper School for many, many years.
Now, be careful. I might not know what's going on with that hut.
Oh, well, I think that hut is being torn down.
I heard it's going to be parking. So.
Yeah, it's just going to turn that into parking. That, you may have some nostalgia for that building, but you have a new security annex, which is just off campus, actually, on King Street.
That's right.
A few houses down from where I live. A much nicer space, a lot more space. My understanding is that maybe some other security within the community is going to collaborate there and certainly give you all more area to train and prepare for the work you do. So
yeah, it's pretty awesome. Yeah. And I remember before we moved into where we're at now, it used to be a counselor center.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Oh, so I think it was, I was asking the chairman of our board about that space. He said that's where he took piano lessons.
What?
In 1967 when he was a graduate here. So I think that that building has had many different uses over the years.
Here's a tidbit you probably didn't know.
I'm sure.
The Brick House. Do you recall House. What that used to be?
Well, is that the Pipe Club?
The Pipe Club. That's when we allowed seniors to smoke on campus.
Yeah.
That was the big change.
Yeah. So you were here when it was still the Pipe Club?
Yep, and that was security right next door. That was our security building. When I first came here, it was the Pipe Club. Then you had two garage doors. We were in a garage. That's what we were. There was a desk in there with a garage.
So you mean the building that's currently the Brick House was both the Pipe Club and the security office?
Yep, you had three garage doors.
Okay.
The first garage door
now
was
they're
the Pipe Club.
Now they're glass.
Now it's glass, okay. Yeah. The first door was a garage door. It had a garage door with the door that you walk in. That's where they smoked. Lynyrd Skynyrd paintings all over. That was pretty awesome in there. I'd love to find a picture of that. These kids knew what they were doing when they painted that. And then the other two the garage doors was our security office.
Wow. And those buildings have had many lives. Even in my time here, that's been the Brick House has been, let's see, first it was daycare.
Yeah.
Then it was a sort of a common room for Dutch Village. We ran community service and clubs out of there.
Yep.
Then it became a computer science classroom.
Right.
And now it's like a well-being classroom as well as a study hall room for the Dutch Village. So come full circle.
Yeah, you guys really know how to occupy buildings. But getting back to it, our new office is going to be awesome.
Yeah.
You know, we get
a little further into the community, which is great.
Which is fine, you know, and we're not that far from King. We're only a block up from King Street. And we still have houses, residential houses that we own.
Yeah, we own most of that block.
That's right.
Yeah. Maybe at some point we move the King Street gate down a block or so.
Yeah.
Well, what are your hopes for the Hills School in the future? And, you know, you've still got a lot of time left here. And
yeah, I don't plan on leaving here for another 40 years.
40?
40.
40 years.
I don't
plan
to.
That's awesome.
I love it here. I love the people here. I mean, it is so neat to meet new people.
Yeah.
And see the other ones either retire and still keep in contact with them. I don't plan on going anywhere. I just love seeing what are you going to do next? You know, that's.
What about other roles on campus? Your dad played a few different roles. Would you ever want to work in the bookstore or work at the rink, or you like your role now?
I like my role.
Yeah.
I did the Zamboni for him. I don't know if I'm
cut out
going to get in trouble for this, but my dad used to call me up when it was the outdoor rink. He said, man, I'm not going to make it in here. Can you Zamboni the ice for me?
Too cold?
We got penguins coming in. I'm like, oh. Dad, I'm the only one in security. You want me to do this? So he goes, oh, come on, do me. So I had Zamboni the ice for him while I'm on security.
Well, I don't think we can retroactively dock his pay. But I'm sure he did enough Zamboni.
No, but I don't want Randy knowing that I did stuff.
That was before that. We can always cut that out.
It was fun. You know, it's like I said, it's.
Well, like you said, you do a lot of things, even wearing your security hat. You're whenever you're called to step up, you do.
Yep.
And that's what. makes you a great member of our community. Well, any parting bits of advice for a headmaster during our free period?
I think keep doing the job you're doing. I see the changes in the campus, and it's always good.
Yeah.
You know, I just love how Randy turned a not so fun security team into something fun. All the cameras we have now, the radio system we have now, again, the squad car that we have, it's just a fun place to work now. Yeah.
Very professional,
yeah.
too.
Yeah. So keep that up. I just look forward to seeing what other changes you have in store.
Well, I know that our alumni out there listening are excited to hear your voice, and look forward to greeting you. And I know every time I come through the gatehouse, I'm always hopeful that you'll be there, and we can.
I try to stay away from the gatehouse now from that moment on.
Well,
but yeah, I look forward to the alumni
reunion
looking
weekend.
Me up. I really am, you know. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you're always here on reunion weekend. You're always present during the year. And
I'm down at Little Italy, sitting right out front.
We'll see you there.
Yep.
Well, Tom, thanks for making the time for our podcast.
You're welcome.
Maybe it doesn't quite apply to you, but don't be late for class.
Oh, I try not to.
Thanks for spending your free period with us today. I hope you enjoyed learning more about Tom and his time at Hill. Tune in next time as I catch up with our newly elected SGA co-presidents, Andrew Kirilason and Saja Mayfield. We'll talk about why they decided to run for this leadership position and what they hope to accomplish in their roles next year. Have a great rest of your day, and remember, don't be late for class.